took some bread and break it. Then he broke it in pieces. Excuse me, let me go back. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, Each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many.
Yes.
Mark my words, I will not drink wine again until that day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Then they sang a song, a hymn, and went out to the Mount of Olives. I want us to just talk about a very, very question that comes to mind. Why Jesus gave thanks to God? Turn to your neighbor and say, "Dear neighbor, why did Jesus give thanks to God?" Amen. We see in our text that this was a solemn occasion in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. And that he found it possible during this time of his life to give thanks and to be thankful to God. Now, I don't know if y'all were listening today, but that word thanks have been thrown around all morning.
Yes, sir. Yes,
praise
sir.
God. We started it in Sunday school.
Yeah.
We had it in prayer back there, and then I heard it out here again.
Yeah.
Praise God today. Yeah. Praise yeah. God. Jesus is getting ready to go through all of the agony that he is about to face. But guess what? He finds some time to give thanks to God. Now, I want you to let that just soak in for about a minute. Praise God. You see, in the days in which we live today, amen, that many people are just not thankful. Can I start preaching now? Let me put this on. Today, in the day that we live, that's the green one, praise God, people are just not thankful. They just don't want to say thank you. Praise God for the things that you do. You can go out of your way, praise God, to help somebody. You can take the shirt off of your, can y'all hear me? Praise God, you can take the shirt off of your body.
All right.
You praise God, hearing myself. Praise God. And then folk will not say thank you for the things that you do. Praise God. I'm not picking on young folk, but sometimes, praise God, I look at some of the young people today. Praise God, they think that somebody owe them something.
All right now.
Amen.
All right.
Do y'all get that same sense that I get? Praise God. And nobody want to say thank you. Nobody wants to. Oh, Lordy, hallelujah, man. I'm feeling it now. Praise God. Nobody want to say thank you, but Jesus
all right.
About to go to the cross, about to die. Praise God. And he found some time to say thank you to his Father. Amen. You see, it's evident to me, praise God, that Jesus was in the habit of saying thank you. And if there's something that you and I could take on as born again believers today, praise God, we ought to take on this habit, praise God, of saying thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to try it sometime. We ought to try that now.
Yes.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
amen.
Look at your neighbor.
Amen.
are sitting by yourself, praise God, and you are not in distance of anybody, I want you to say, neighbor, look over somebody, neighbor. Say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, I thank you for sitting on the pew with me. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. See, we ought to get into the habit of saying thank you.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that word, praise God, telling somebody thank you. Praise God. I look at our Lord, you know, the Lord's Supper, amen, was given to us as a permanent ordinance. Let me make sure, I want to make this, I'm going to take my time when I go through here because I want to make sure everybody understands where I'm coming from and what it is I'm trying to convey this morning. Praise God. This ordinance of the Lord's Supper was given as a permanent ordinance. Everybody know what permanent means? Praise God. Permanent means that we are to observe this, praise God, until he comes again. Amen. Not hit and miss. Not doing it because our religion tells us that we shouldn't have to do it. Praise God, I'm going somewhere, y'all. Praise God. But this is a permanent ordinance that we ought to observe. Praise God. See, it was while they were eating the Passover meal. I'm going to break this down for you. Praise God. It was while they were eating the Passover meal that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. Amen. Now everybody understand what the Passover was. Praise God. Let me make it clear. You see, the Lord's Supper is the new ordinance of God to celebrate his deliverance of man from bondage of slavery and sin. Now everybody remember the Passover. Praise God. The Passover, what were they doing? Praise God. At the Passover, they will celebrate, praise God, their deliverance from where? From Egypt. Amen. That's what they did at the Passover. But what Jesus Christ did on the night that they were celebrating the Passover, he ushered in something new. Praise God. He ushered in this thing that we call the Lord's Supper, which represented the fact, praise God, that he was telling the world, he was telling those that were around him and everybody in the world that I am that sacrificial lamb that was going to die for the sins of the entire world. In other words, he ushered something new in on that night. Praise God. You see, he said, I am the Lamb of God. Praise God, that's going to take away the sins of the world. And the Spirit of God put that in John the Baptist. Praise God, when John the Baptist at John chapter 1, verse 29, when he saw him coming, he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. In other words, no longer would you have to sit here and worry about some Passover. Praise God, where God took you out of Egypt and all of that. That's done with. I am ushering something in new today. Praise God. I'm ushering in the fact that I'm going to die. And praise God. And because I'm going to die, I'm going to set you free from your sin. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. We ought to be thankful because of that. Amen. You see, by instituting the Lord's Supper during the Passover meal, Jesus was not only tying his supper to the Passover, but he, praise God, he was proclaiming himself to be the Lamb of God who was to be what? Slain for the sins of every man. You see, Jesus instituted the Passover, the Lord's Supper, amen, before he died. Oh, Lord, that's going to sink in here in a minute.
Yes, sir.
He instituted before he died, not after he resurrected. He instituted before he died. In other words, what that tells me, praise God, since he instituted it before he died, it let me know that his death was a voluntary, praise God, hallelujah. It was a voluntary thing, praise God, because if he wanted to,
He could have bypassed it if he really wanted to. But my God, he had said that I am the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world. And he already had instituted in the Lord's Supper, praise God. So he could have sat down and said, I got to worry about it now. Praise God. But he did not do that. What did he do? He decided that he was going to crawl upon a cross. Oh Lord, I'm ready to start preaching now. Praise God that he would get on a cross and that he would go on that cross on a hill called Calvary and that he would die for our sins. And he did it, praise God, to be voluntary. It was a voluntary thing. Amen. So I got to answer the question that I gave you. I asked you why. Why did Jesus give thanks to God? Amen. I believe I can pull three reasons out why he gave thanks. Praise God. First of all, I believe he gave thanks to God for God's past blessings. Let me see the hands of all y'all that have been blessed in the past.
Lord.
Let me see the hands of all the people in here today that have been blessed in the past.
Amen.
Praise God. And since you have been blessed in the past, guess what? You ought to be giving God some thanks right now. In fact, praise God, there ought to be enough noise in here right now that we should not even be able to stand in here and stand it. Praise God. So Jesus, praise God, he gave him thanks for some of the past blessings. I say when I look at Jesus being God manifested in the flesh, what were some of those past, praise God, blessings that God had done in his life? Can I name you a few of them? Praise God. First of all, he allowed him to turn water into wine. Praise God. He had given him a great victory over Satan, praise God, when he was out there in the wilderness after fasting some 40 days and 40 nights. Praise God. He had taught his disciples, praise God, how to pray. Not only that, praise God, that was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 long years, and she had spent everything that she had, went to every doctor that she knew, and he allowed him to heal him, praise God. Not only that, he had cleansed some of the most dreaded disease that were going around at that time, which was leprosy. Not only that, praise God, God had allowed him to open the eyes of those that were blind, praise God. Not only that, praise God, he allowed him to feed over 5,000, praise God, with just two fish and five loaves of bread. Praise God, not only did he do that, praise God, he had raised Lazarus from the dead. He had raised the widow of Nain's, Jairus' daughter from the dead. He had also risen the widow of Nain's son from the dead. So and not only that, he allowed him to preach and he taught God's fearing principles to men and women. So perhaps he was thanking him for some of those past blessings that he had already bestowed upon him. But perhaps he was thanking God for his redemptive purpose. Praise God, from the very dawn of beginning. What do I mean by that? Praise God. We know that he came into this world in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, I believe, that said, he said that God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle and all the earth, and over every creeping thing that what? Creeps upon the earth. And there's no doubt in my mind that Jesus was right there when man fell.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God.